10 ethnic aged care facilities have submitted a petition to the Federal Minister for Health and Ageing, Mark Butler, and the Minister for Immigration, Chris Bowen. They want European language skills included as a criterion for the 457 temporary work visas to address a severe shortage of workers who can communicate with their residents. Graham Backhouse has more.
Caring for the elderly is a challenging job at the best of times. But imagine not being able to communicate with the people you are trying to help. This is the situation facing ethno-specific aged care facilities who are struggling to find staff who can speak the language of their residents. Cathy Ebel is the CEO of St Hedwig's, an aged care facility providing services for German-speaking residents. She says in the 80s and 90s, the government encouraged the opening of ethno-specific aged care facilities.
But what we find now, it's been about 20 or 25 years or even longer that some of these facilities have been established. And the workforce that was there 20 or 30 years ago has now aged considerably. Many have retired or are in the process of retiring because they're getting to retirement age. And we find that the workforce that's coming in and replacing these people don't have the same language skills as the residents that we have to cater for.
Sue Lyons is from United Voice, the union who represents aged care workers. She was surprised when she found out the language groups underrepresented in aged care are the more common groups in Australian society.
I must say, Graham, I was really surprised when I read the language groups that were being sought. I thought there would be some obscure language given our refugee takeover, that, you know, most recent times, that it might represent some really obscure and small language groups. I was really, really surprised and somewhat horrified to learn that we are talking about languages which have been in our community since the big intake of migrants after World War II, German, Italian, Greek and so on. I mean, these are language groups easily sourced in Australia and in fact would be amongst the existing workforce in aged care, and so I think it's an outrageous suggestion.
She says the issue boils down to employers failing to offer salaries that attract multilingual workers.
But particularly given that we have got this massive reform agenda in front of us that is going to enable employers to be much more innovative in the way that they offer care. And in addition to that, government has earmarked $1.2 billion to help lift the wages, and yet employers haven't really bargained in a responsible way with the union in order to pick that money up. So there's plenty of opportunity there. It's about how mature employers are going to be in taking up those opportunities.
However, Mrs. Ebel says that in many cases their hands are tied.
If you don't have increased funding, which is fixed for us, where do you get the extra resources?